Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. One of the worst feelings in the world is disappointment. We can build things up so big in our minds, and then when they don't come to pass, or when they don't come to pass the way we were expecting them to, it can have a devastating effect on us. Disappointment can hurt us emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually. Disappointment can affect our relationships, our trust, our loyalty, our affection, and our love, and our faith. Dealing with the disappointments in our lives can be crushing. We can probably all remember some time in our lives when we were anticipating something so much, and then to have it all fall through and not come to pass, or not to be everything that we were thinking it would be, or we were expecting that it would be. And the disappointment just overwhelms you. You know, we were created with a capacity for hope and anticipation. And there's a very good reason for that, because our Abba wants us to have those traits. It is important for us to anticipate and set our heart on things, but the things that we set our hearts on must be the right things. You know, a lot of people build up hope and expectations on things in this physical world, don't they? But as the people of Yahweh, we are looking beyond this world. Our hope and anticipation is further out. It's much bigger, grander, and encompasses so much more than this physical world. What hopes and expectations did Israel have when they left Egypt? What were they expecting? What ran through their minds leading up to the time when they departed Egypt? I mean, they must have been excited. But what were they expecting? What were they building their hopes up for? Because it is not too hard to see that once they were out in the wilderness, really, they were disappointed. Let's take a look at Exodus 16 and verse 1. Exodus 16 and verse 1. And they set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their going out of the land of Egypt. And all the congregation of the children of Israel grumbled against Moshe and Aharon in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to satisfaction. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to put all this assembly to death with hunger. Oh, I would say they were a little disappointed. Imagine the mindset they were in to say, if only we had died by Yahweh's hand when we sat by the pots of meat. They actually preferred that to where they were in the wilderness. You know, they had seen all of the incredible things that Yahweh had done to bring them out of captivity. So they had built up their hopes and their expectations. You know, they were going to a land of milk and honey, a land prepared for them. You know, it is easy for us to look at what they did and say, oh, I would never do that. Really? Can you say that with absolute certainty? And what about us? What sorts of hopes and expectations do we have when He brings us out of this world? You know, what are we expecting when we get His calling? What are we expecting life to be like? Because we hear all these stories about, oh, once you start living His way, oh, life is going to be incredible. You're going to be so blessed. How many of us have found that to be far from the truth? Because when He calls us out, that's when the tests and trials and challenges really begin. Are we disappointed in that? You know, let's be honest. A lot of people are, because they were expecting life just to be incredible and all their problems solved, right? You know, what sorts of hopes and expectations do we have about the kingdom of Elohim? What are we expecting that to be like? What are we expecting to be there? Are we building up unrealistic hopes and anticipating things that aren't going to happen? What if the kingdom is not the way you have imagined it? What if it does not look the way you have pictured it in your mind? And what if your place there is not what you imagined, not what you hoped for, not what you dreamed about? Will you be disappointed? And will you long for Egypt when you sat by the meat pots? What is the cause of disappointment? And what causes us to have that feeling of being let down? That crushing, hurting feeling of disappointment that just completely deflates you and leaves some people in just a complete emotional state where they can't even deal with reality. You know, our disappointment comes from us. It comes from our expectations. And when things do not meet our expectations, then we become disappointed. Well, what about when we don't meet Yahweh's expectations? Do you think He maybe gets a little disappointed with us? Disappointed with what we do, what we say? I have had a lot of disappointments in this past year. And a lot of my disappointments are due to situations and people and my own expectations. Here's something we need to understand when it comes to people. People will disappoint us. There's no way around that. It is a given. Some people in your life are going to disappoint you. And when we build up big expectations and make assumptions, we are setting ourselves up for disappointment. We need to exercise discernment. And we need to put our hopes and expectations in the right place and on the right people. Luke 12, verse 32. Luke 12, verse 32. Do not fear, little flock, because your Father did delight to give you the rain. Sell your possessions and give in kindness. Make yourselves purses which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief does come near nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart shall be also. Let your loins be girded and your lamps burning, and be like men waiting for their master, when he shall return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they open to him immediately. You know, this world will disappoint us. And not only once, but many times over and over again. And here is something we need to understand. Yahweh wants this world to disappoint us. He wants us to yearn and long for something better, something greater. Our hopes, our expectations, and our anticipation must line up with Yahweh's will. They must line up with Yahweh's hopes, expectations, and anticipation. If we get ourselves into the mindset of Yahweh, if we build that close spiritual relationship with Him, so that we understand Him, where He's at and what He's doing and what He's working towards, then we can put our hope and our expectations and our anticipation in those things, and He will not disappoint. His plan is in effect. And it is all unfolding exactly the way that He wants it to. And He is not going to be disappointed with what He has put in place, because it's going to end exactly the way He planned it to end. And if we're anticipating that same end game, we are not going to be disappointed. Jonah 4, verse 1. Jonah 4, verse 1. But it greatly displeased Jonah, and he was grieved. And he prayed to Yahweh. And he said, "Please, Yahweh, was this not what I said while I was in my own land? That is why I went ahead and fled to Tarshish, for I know that you are an El showing favor and compassionate, patient and of great kindness and relenting from doing evil. And now, O Yahweh, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And Yahweh said, "Are you right to be displeased?" Then Yonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city and made himself a shelter there and sat under it in the shade to see what would become of the city. And Yahweh Elohim appointed a plant and made it come up over Yonah to be a shade for his head to deliver him from his discomfort. And Yonah greatly rejoiced over the plant. But as morning dawned the next day, Elohim appointed a worm which attacked the plant so that it withered. And it came to be when the sun came up that Elohim appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun smote on Yonah's head so that he grew faint and asked for his life to die and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." And Elohim said to Yonah, "Have you rightly become displeased over the plant?" And he said, "I have rightly become displeased, even to death." And Yahweh said, "You felt sorry for the plant, for which you have not labored nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pardon Nineveh, that great city, in which are more than 120,000 beings who have not known their right hand from their left, and much cattle?" Did Yonah have a right to be disappointed because Yahweh relented when the city repented before him? And notice, he asked for the same thing that the children of Israel did. He wanted to die. He said, "It is better for me to die than to live." That's how great his disappointment was. And he felt humiliation because he went there to deliver a message, and he thought Yah was just going to destroy the city. But when he relented, he felt humiliated by that when he should have been rejoicing. The problem was Yonah's hopes and expectations and his anticipation was not in line with Yah's. When we follow our own way, we are always going to be disappointed at some point. It is a given. Because we can't control what happens. There are things that happen that we just don't have any say in. And it doesn't matter how much we have hoped and anticipated for something, we can't make it come to pass. Does Yahweh have hopes and expectations for us? Absolutely he does. Doesn't every parent have hopes and expectations for their children? But yet, he's not going to guide us through every single decision and choice that we have to make, because we have to grow into the people he wants us to be. He put man on this world in anticipation. He tells us how he wants us to live and what we need to do to live in his kingdom forever. He lays it all out for us. And that's what we should be building our hope and anticipation and our expectation on. Romans 8, verse 16. Romans 8, verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of Elohim. And if children, also heirs, truly heirs of Elohim and co-heirs with Messiah, if indeed we suffer with him, in order that we also be exalted together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the esteem that is to be revealed in us. For the intense longing of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of Elohim. For the creation was subjected to futility, not from choice, but because of him who subjected it, in anticipation, that the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage to corruption into the esteemed freedom of the children of Elohim. Isn't that amazing? That whole passage speaks to hope, anticipation, and the expectation of what is coming, of what Elohim has yet to do, and what our Messiah made possible for us. Elohim brought creation into being with hope and anticipation, and the expectation that his plan was going to play out exactly as he put it in place. And he put us here with that same hope and expectation, and even made creation subject to mankind. He was pleased with all that he had made and all that he had put in place. But did man disappoint him? Genesis 6 and verse 5. Genesis 6 and verse 5. And Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And Yahweh was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And Yahweh said, I am going to wipe off man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping creature and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. When you want to remove what you have created so carefully and crafted and put into place, that is disappointment. Disappointments will come. We just need to resign ourselves to that. And we cannot allow ourselves to become bitter and cynical and skeptical because of it. That was Jonah's problem. We have to keep trying and we have to keep reaching, because Abba does. What if he just gave up on his plan and said, okay, well, that's it. You know, I'm just tired of it. I'm disappointed with the way things are going. I don't want to wait anymore. I'm just going to shut everything down right now. He's patient. And even though disappointment comes, he knows what's going to happen in the end because he already ordained it. His plan is going to go exactly the way he laid it out. And he keeps looking for those faithful ones. He keeps looking for those who have the potential to go all the way and inherit life forever in his kingdom. He is looking for those who follow him completely, who put their hope and expectation in the kingdom, and those who want to live with him forever in his dwelling place. You know, there will be disappointment for those who thought they were his, who thought they had everything all figured out, but not for those who submit themselves to him. Those who commit themselves to his way of life and who are led by his Spirit. Isaiah 25, verse 8. Isaiah 25, verse 8. He shall swallow up death forever, and the Master Yahweh shall wipe away tears from all faces, and take away the reproach of his people from all the earth. For Yahweh has spoken, and it shall be in that day. See, this is our Elohim. We have waited for him, and he saves us. This is Yahweh. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his deliverance. For the hand of Yahweh rests on this mountain, and Moab is trodden down under him, as straw is trodden down in the water of a dunghill. And he shall spread out his hands in their midst, as he who swims spreads out his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the skill of his hands. And the high stronghold of your walls he shall bring down, lay it low, level to the ground, down to the dust. His plan will come about, and his purpose will be fulfilled. And there will be those who are transformed and who will live in his presence forever in the place that is prepared for them with no disappointments. Abba makes good on his word, and we can trust in what he says. We can build our hope on that. We can anticipate that. We can put our expectation in what he tells us, because it will come to pass, and we will be where he is. You know, what about the time between now and then? You know, his word tells us that the time that is coming is not going to be very pleasant. And what are we going to do? Are we going to be disappointed when things don't happen the way we expect them to? Or if life becomes extremely difficult for us? We may not even have homes or indoor plumbing or any of the things that we have come to expect. And what's going to happen if we have to go out into a wilderness? Are we going to be like the children of Israel? And are we going to whine and cry and say, oh, I wish Yahweh would have killed me back when I was in my house, when I had my indoor plumbing and my refrigerator and all of my food? Or are we going to be willing to suffer some hardship and hold on to the hope and expectation that we have in his promises and in his word? Because it may very well come to that. Even though there are things and people in this world who will disappoint us, our Abba will not. He is faithful, and his promises are sure. And he will not withhold anything from us as long as we are obedient and faithful to him. And none of his people will be disappointed when they enter into the kingdom that is waiting for them. Amen.
Yivarekeka Yahweh, Vayishmareka, Yaer Yahweh Panav Eleka, Vihuneka, Yisa Yahweh Panav Eleka, Vayishem Laha, Shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into His truth. Shavua Tov!